Meseches Orla, Perek Beis, Mishneh Tesvav. Taflin shel Truma, v'shel Kilei Kerem shenafel b'kedera. If you have spices of Truma and of Kilei Kerem that fell into a pot, lo be'elu k'dei l'savel, v'lo be'elu k'dei l'savel, v'nistavlu v'sivlu, asurim l'zarem u'matarim l'kohan, v'rishimin mati l'zarem l'kohan. This Mishnah follows the Mishnah just like Yudalad, and deals with a case where we might have had bittul, but then we had two different types of tavlin, two different isurim that came together to, in order to spice the tavshil, in order to spice the mixture, the cooked mixture. Being as how that we have truma and kilei hakerem, so we could assume that the kilei hakerem were mevatel in the truma, but the truma is mutter to someone, so only kohanim can partake of it. However, Rabbi Shimon maintains his shita that it's mutter to everybody because we have bittel in both directions. The kilei hakerem is mevatel with the rest of the mixture, and it goes and matters the truma. And the truma is mevatel with the rest of the mixture, and is mevatel the kilei hakerem, so you have absolutely no iser involved at all. Chachamim say not that way, and that the shem of truma still applies here. Maseches Orla, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes Zayin. Mishnah continues the question of bittel: what is mevatel, what is not mevatel, and when we have an iser which stays, whether it's disposed of or whether bittel kicks in on both sides. Chasicha shel kodshi kadoshim shel pigol v'shel noiser shnisbashli im in a chasichos. So when you have a piece of kodshi kadoshim shel pigol, that means that they're kodshi kadoshim that were shechted with the intent to eat them in the wrong time or in the wrong place. V'shel noiser, and a piece of korban that was left out and was not eaten within its appointed time, shenisbashli mechatichos. So I have two chatichos of iser, of prohibited meat, and they were cooked with other pieces of meat. Asur lazarim umutar lekahanim. There is asur for anyone who's not a kohen, but is mutar for a kohen. Rabbi Shimon matir lazarim ul kohan. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's mutter with both, because we employ the idea that according to Tanakhama, the each side of the Isser is mevatel with the rest of the Heter, and then they gang up against that last piece of Isser, so it loses its property entirely, according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Tanakhama, because we're still dealing with kachin, the shem of kachin is still on the meat, and we can't be mafkia it. We cannot remove it from the mixture, and as a result, it's still kachin, but at least kohanim could eat it.